WJTL, that's Need to Breathe with Testify Joe Vaughn, where grace begins before that 7:21.
Cloudy, windy, and cold for this Valentine's Day. A few flurries here and there, a high of 37 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low 24. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a high of 43. Right now in Harrisburg, 33 degrees. In Lancaster, 32.
If you're from the area, you probably remember that in 2020, 18-year-old Amish girl Linda Stolz-Fusa Burdenhan was kidnapped, later found murdered. Justo Smoker was found guilty of that crime. Today, we have Justo Smoker's family here with us. Tim Rogers is the lead pastor at Grace Point Church, and Justo is his brother-in-law. Megan Scherzer is here. She's the adult advocate at the Factory Ministries. Justo is her uncle. Good morning again to both of you.
Hey, good morning. Fred, thanks for hosting us.
So wonderful to have you guys here and hear your hearts and hear your story. I love that you were both writing this story independently of each other, not realizing that the other was doing it. And now it's culminated in Beachdale Road, where mercy is more powerful than murder. Why the title Beachdale Road, Tim?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Fred. Beachdale Road was actually the road that Linda lived on. So that was the road that Linda was taken from. But for us now, Beachdale Road has become a metaphor that road used to be a road that would bring only memories of pain and loss. And now we also see that road as a road of redemption, a road of hope, a road of mercy. So Beachdale Road, it's a real place, but it's a mixture of both pain and mercy and grace. And that's what, in a sense, we're trying to write the story about, that mercy is more powerful even than murder. And so that's what we found on Beachdale Road.
So Justo is your wife's brother.
Correct.
And yep. I just can't imagine, what was that feeling like when you heard what happened?
Oh, my goodness. When I first heard that this was Justo that was arrested, I was standing up at our counter, and I had to sit down, and I slammed my hand on the counter and just let out a loud no. Like, this can't be.
Yeah.
I didn't have words or the ability to process what happened. It was so unbelievable.
And then in the aftermath of that, you had an Amish neighbor visit you, bring you gifts.
Yeah.
Somebody who had been through the nickel mines tragedy as well. Yeah. You guys have written this book. What do you hope to accomplish to those who read it?
Yeah, man, we hope. So over and over again throughout this whole story, we encountered such grace multiple times over the course of month after month after month from so many in the Amish community. So when we receive a gift of grace like that meets despair and hopelessness like it did, we want to give back out and reach back out to our community. For those who are struggling and wrestling with any kind of pain, hardship, or looking for healing, who kind of want to engage with the work of mercy meeting evil and hardship, this is our story of that. And that at the end of the day, I hope that they'll see that redemption is always more powerful than tragedy.
Yeah, I remember in the wake of nickel mines, you know, reading that story and how the Amish community forgave. Yeah. It's a little hard to be angry about your everyday troubles somebody can forgive such a terrible tragedy.
That's exactly right. It puts so much in perspective in the day-to-day, for sure. And also, for me, at least in my faith, it puts into perspective what God has done for me through the gospel of Christ. I mean, it gives that a whole new perspective. But absolutely, in the day-to-day, in the way we interact with people, to be forgiven so much, goodness, then to turn out and try to do that with others, that was profound for us.
Yeah. Megan, what was it like writing this book with your dad?
Yeah, it was a lot of things. It was hard. It was good. There was a lot of tears shed. I think a lot of digging into our emotions in a way that we hadn't quite before together. It was special to do together. I think it was healing for both of us, but it certainly was hard. And there were many days that it was not fun, and it was not something that we wanted to do, but rather something we felt compelled to do and felt like we wanted to turn this gift of grace around and extend it to others.
Now, how about Linda's family? Have you had contact with them? How do they feel about you guys writing this book?
Yeah, we've spoken with them quite a few times. We've gotten to know them pretty well over the last few years. And we do have their blessing to write this book, which is really beautiful. And they know about it. They're in support of it. So we're really thankful for that.
And I understand some of the proceeds from the book are going to really impact the Amish community, too.
Yes, Linda was she helped out in an Amish schoolhouse. She helped specifically with students with special needs. And so some of the proceeds for the book are going to support Amish special education.
That's awesome. I love that. That's one of those full circle things that I think is very cool. The book is called Beachdale Road, Where Mercy is More Powerful Than Murder. Comes out April the 1st, right?
Comes out April 1. Yes, sir. And you can find any information about that on beachdaleroad.com.
Yeah, well, I love that you two came together to share this story. Loved hearing your heart and hearing about God's grace at work, not only in the Amish community, but in your lives as a result of that forgiveness.
For sure. We've been changed, and we hope others can be too.
Yeah. Check it out online, beachdaleroad.com. The beach is not beach like going to the ocean beach. It's two E's, beachdaleroad.com. The book, Beachdale Road, Where Mercy is More Powerful Than Murder. Tim and Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, loved having you on the radio. It was great. Back to the music we go. This is Micah Tyler's Praise the Lord on WJTL. Good morning.